But we had an issue with Norm that he brought up Monday in the weekend around.
Right.
He had an issue with Western Union and trying to get some money from his stepson, who wired it to his mom, Mary.
Like, what does this all even mean?
I don't know. I think he wired the money to put in a checking account or something to save it. Savings. He makes the money. He's in China. He's making money, and he sends it back, I guess, so he won't spend it.
Okay.
And he's now, saving
from China, I imagine you might need a company like Western Union.
Yeah.
We all do have a savings account. Can I just ask a neutral question? Has your mom ever been a part of that transaction for you?
What, like pumping money into your account?
Like, well, I usually just give it to Chase.
If I'm in China, that may be a different story. If I'm home, yeah, no, they're not involved. But in another country altogether, maybe. I see what you're saying, that maybe you can set up an account in China at a bank, at the Chase in China.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
And
Valero.
Yeah, whatever. But he wired the money back home. They had all kinds of issues getting the money.
Like, what goes smoothly for Norm?
And
is it because
nothing.
He's trying to live in how he would do things in 1987? Like, and not embracing? So it's all these inefficient companies that don't prioritize the method of whether it be transfer or Kindle distribution.
Maybe he's living in his Norm world, and that's how he does things. And, hey, just go to Western Union. It seems simple.
Or Venmo.
It seems simple to him, but it wasn't simple at all trying to complete this transaction. And he had to call a lot of different people. And, boy, he was not happy at all on Monday talking about this. And he brought it up again the next day. I mean, he's really having an issue with Western Union. Well, Norm placed a call in our meeting room. I don't know if I can pull the curtain back a little bit. Our meeting room is tiny, very tiny. We're all kind of under each other. And Norm, being Norm, will talk on the phone at a rate that he doesn't care that people are around.
But is he more talking to you and me than he is the actual person on the phone?
Well, usually when he's on the phone discussing fantasy baseball, it's really loud and he's not talking to us. And he just doesn't care because he's old, and old people talk like that on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular instance, I think he was doing a show for us.
Like, he's spinning around his chair like Dr. Evil.
And he's watching us as he's talking on the phone to Western Union.
Like, and I guess, does he want me to silently be like,
Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to sympathize?
Okay, so
But the weirdest thing, he was on the phone, and I looked down at my phone, and I was somehow recording.
Yeah, you accidentally hit record.
No, I was just looking at
like
sports
a text
news
or something. Yeah,
somehow
sports news on the internet.
And then you pressed.
I'm like, wait, what? And then I was like, hit
a
off.
Button. Yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Stop. I'm like, hey,
but
my
it wouldn't stop recording. I was telling you, I was like, dude, don't do this.
My phone's malfunctioning.
Yeah, don't do this. Do not record Norm on this private conversation in the meeting room.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's a violation. We shouldn't do this.
Right.
And then you said, I'm bad acting. I'm trying to stop recording. I just can't.
It wouldn't work. I had a little chocolate from a chocolate covered cashew on my finger,
and I couldn't hit stop.
And exactly then I tried to immediately hit delete, but I ended up emailing it to myself.
Yeah, and then
I tried to.
You celebrated 420 so much, you burned the fingerprint off of your index finger and thumb.
Yeah, so I couldn't log in.
So you could, log in to stop the recording.
So convoluted.
Yeah. And then I tried to again get rid of it from there. I tried to blow that computer up, and it fell into Adobe.
You're going to hell.
Adobe Audition, and I edited it down.
You edited it so you could just absolutely completely delete it, but Adobe Audition wouldn't work. It kept it.
Right.
Taking advantage of senior citizens.
And then I don't know how it gets into Jared's T drive.
I don't know, because you tried to put it in the no T drive. Yeah. You tried to put it in the S drive,
right.
And it just happened to go in the T drive, and Jared has his finger on the button, and he's going to push it.
I thought it was the trash drive.
Yeah, and then we're going to play it, and I don't know how it's going to be played on the air.
Just don't play this, Jared.
But this is what customer service Norm sounds like.
I have to. I've got a gun to my head.
This is what it sounds like.
No. Western Union is not located in the United States. They have no one in the United States who takes calls. Every time I call to try to get someone in the United States to listen to me, I wind up getting transferred to the Philippines. My impression is that Western Union is located in the Philippines because that's the only people I've ever been able to talk to. You are the fifth different person in the Philippines I've talked to. Western Union apparently is frightened of talking to Americans in America. Please don't take offense to that. But this is a ridiculous company. whose service is absolutely wretched. I've been through four of your service representatives. One of them, when I pressed him to just work instead of just giving me baloney answers, actually hung up on me. I don't know how to reach anybody in the United States to properly place a complaint. I've used your website and sent them a note, and they did not have the nerve to return my note either. Thank you. I know you're just trying to get a job in the Philippines, and I know that. But know something. You work for a dirtbag company, and the sooner you can go to work for a good company, the better off you personally will be. Yeah, well, the problem is, Western Union says that to use this line for U.S. customers only. Wouldn't you believe that U.S. customers would talk to someone in the U.S. who is familiar with the U.S.? I understand. Do you know what a Valero's is? Hello? I'm sorry, say again, please. I know you're willing to help me. I've no problem with you, ma'am. I know you're willing to help me. My problem is that we get referred to places that are not places we can pick up our money. Do you know what a Kroger is? No, it doesn't matter, ma'am. I've got all the information I need. Thank you. That's the problem. We get referred to United States people get referred to a place in the Philippines that doesn't have any idea the names of American businesses. And I appreciate you. You don't know what a Tom Thumb is or a Central Market is either, I would take it. Do you know what a Walgreens is? Yeah. No worries, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Gosh. He's really just trying to give out career advice, mainly.
That's okay. The best part.
Do you know what a CVS is? Okay. All right. Do you know what a Tom Thumb signature is?
Another no.
On the scoreboard on every single.
Every business.
Yes.
In the Metroplex.
Oh, man.
God.
And please do not take this the wrong way, but you are an absolute Filipino idiot, okay? And once again, I understand that you don't mean anything bad by it. You're just stupid and Filipino, okay? And please understand.
You're just trying to...
I'm just trying to help you.
You're just trying to get a job, and I understand that.
You need
that.
To be born something other than Filipino.
Near a Valero.
Yes.
Preferably.
But preferably in the on the produce aisle of a Tom Thumb signature. Okay, it's a little bit higher. Great.
Customer service norm in full effect.
I mean, I agree, though. The middle... personal advice portion is always the best. And it is a staple of the Norm customer service call. Where you're
trying to be helpful to you.
You have a dirtbag company.
You work for a dirtbag company.
The sooner you find new employment,
the better off you will be.
He's realized that they've erected enough of a defense that he's not going to be able to penetrate it, so he's just trying to get inside and destroy it from the inside by talking employees out of working there.
I would say half of the Fortune 500 companies have an internal norm compilation tape. They all know him. They all have the tape that goes around all the employees that they laugh about it.
And other things. He's known at every company because he had – didn't he – buy a vacuum that didn't work. He couldn't take it back.
Oh, yes.
He smashed it up to pieces, boxed it up, and sent it back to him.
I guarantee you he is legendary.
Because he says it works just as good now as
it did before. Uh-huh. Did not affect its performance one single bit.
Oh, man.
It's gold.
Customer service. He should make this a side business for him.
Well, you know what?
If you have an issue,
okay,
you have
right.
Norm call the business for you and get things done.
Well, and also, are we just non-confrontational these days? Like, nobody does that. But if you face up against, I mean, he got what he wanted from Western Union.
He got his transaction fees back and everything,
right.
He said. So he won.
Like, if you freak out on people, they generally will give you what you want. I mean, go to a restaurant and just spaz out that this was terrible and something, whatever. They're just going to comp something because they don't want you to go nuts in their restaurant. I mean, the squeaky wheel definitely does get the grease.
And boy, is he squeaky.
And it works for him, man.
Good gosh.
I hope you're not listening, Norm. Jared, dump that whole segment real quick. Dump all everything.
Yes, it's done. Put it in a T drive so we can play it again.
Trash drive.
All right, that was customer service. Norm.